Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. And we have a live Call of the Day BT, Pat Leonard, who covers the Giants for the New York Daily News, also hosts a podcast, Talking Ball with Pat Leonard. Check it out on YouTube, TikTok, IG, and all that. He joins us today to talk some Big Blue and specifically Jackson Dart. Pat, you were on with us back at the Javits Center for Fanatics Fest, and we're talking about Jackson Dart. You said this could be the case that maybe we'd see him sooner than later. Did Dable give an answer on why he made this change ahead of their Week 4 matchup?
He would not. He just said it was his decision, Sal. And thanks for having me on, guys. He said that even if this was a conversation with ownership and the GM and acknowledged that there might have been, you know, differences of opinion of whether this was the right time to do it, he said that it's his call and that everyone is putting their trust in his decision that Jackson Dart is the right person for the job. He did not say anything about Russell Wilson's play. He did not say anything about what Jackson Dart's talents can do to change up what the offense will look like. But he does believe this is the right time for it to happen. He was asked about his job security and whether it was related to that. He said, no, it's just related to essentially giving the team the best chance to win. So we know, though, that he's been trying to get this kid on the field ASAP, and now it's happening here in Week 4.
It just feels abrupt here, Pat. I mean, what we were saying, and trying to flush through a lot of different things here, if he's ready, you know, after three games to come in and try to save everybody's job and save the season, then why wasn't he deemed at least worthy enough to compete for the job because Russ was anointed the starter right away? So it seems like a bit of a contradiction. What do you make of that?
That's a great point. Yeah, well, I think the general manager as well, when they signed Russell Wilson, the general manager had a lot of confidence in Russell Wilson. And if you remember last year, Russell Wilson, they entertained signing him as an option. But, you know, he wanted to be guaranteed an ability to start for them. And they couldn't give him that with Daniel Jones in the building. And so he went elsewhere to Pittsburgh. This year, it felt like a preordained decision and agreement that Wilson would be the guy. And so I think, you know, at this point, you have to question, you had Jameis Winston in the building, you have Jackson Dart in the building. If you're truly trying to do the best thing for the team, why not make it a competition? Because now it looks absolutely ridiculous to preordain a guy to starter and not let anybody compete for the job. And then on the back end, bench him after three games, including one where he threw for 450 and three TDs. I think what it reflects is a disagreement and difference of opinion between the front office and ownership and the coach. I think the coach has wanted to play the rookie from the beginning, and I believe that that's why he said after the Washington game that he wasn't going to commit to Russell Wilson right away. We all heard the report 10 days ago that the Giants weren't in any rush to bench Russell Wilson and put Jackson Dart in. Dable was asked about that report today, and he said, I've only had conversations with the players. So the long answer down to a short one for you is, I think there's an internal tug of war here over what the best thing to do at the quarterback position was. And now that Dable is on the hot seat at 0-3, desperately needs a win, he's now deciding, all right, now it's my turn to go to my guy, and this is what I'm going to ride or die with.
So you think there's a divide here, Pat? Forget about ownership for a second. Let's leave them out of it. Are Shane and Dable on the same page currently?
I don't think they were at the start of the season. They were definitely in lockstep about making Russ the starter for the first day, because as much as Dable gave Jackson Dart a ton of reps as the number two throughout training camp behind Russell. So that was indicating, okay, Russell's taking all the snaps with Malik Nabers, all the snaps with Darius Slayton, all the snaps with the starting offense. So you knew if the coach really wanted to give Jackson a chance to start, he would have them splitting those reps, right? So they were in lockstep to, okay, we're going into Washington, Russell's our guy. And remember, that was also not just because of him as a player. They also were treating him as their North Star as far as a motivator. They felt like they lacked leadership, which they did in previous seasons. So they were following Wilson as much as someone who could get the team in the right direction as anything else. But the second that the offense and the team looked the exact same in week one in Washington as they did last season, it became very clear to me that Daboll was going to take the first opportunity of that window cracking open to make clear that he was on the side of let's get Jackson ready. And that's where I think the divide was. I think the divide was, okay, yeah, we both believe in Jackson. We were both involved in trading up and drafting Jackson. But the divide is how quickly do we put him in? And Daboll is on the side of Dart gives us the best chance to win.
Yeah. So the situation basically at the goal line inside the five the other night was just so egregiously bad. I don't know how you look 52 other guys in the eyes and say this quarterback's giving us the best chance to win. So I have no problem sending Russ to the bench. Was Jameis a consideration for a week or two?
No, does not appear that way. And I think so. Jameis is a weird case here because when they signed him, they didn't know how the first round of the draft was going to go. So there was a chance that they weren't going to land their guy, and they were coming into this season with Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston.
Yep.
And Jameis could be their backup. But once they drafted Dart, very clearly from the top down of this organization, they decided Winston was not going to see the field unless, you know, there were injuries or it became absolutely necessary. What's interesting about that is, what's the reason for that? The reason is because he turns the ball over a lot. Well, Russell Wilson's out here turning the ball over left and right. You know, as great of a game as he had in Dallas, his interception lost them that game along with the defense. And then he throws two picks in the first half against the Chiefs that undo their ability to win that game. So that's part of the reason why I felt Jameis should have had a chance the whole time. And I will say this, and I'm sure this is something that you guys have been talking about today too. If Jameis had played against the Chiefs, as much as Steve Spagnuolo had a good game plan, we all know Jameis would have gotten the ball to Malik Nabers early and often, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jackson Dart would have done that. How in the world their offensive scheme and Wilson were not able to find a way to get the ball in number one's hands?
Well, is that more on Russ or the play design? Was he just not throwing it, or was he not, you know, what's why?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Both. I think the primary culprit, honestly, I think was the game plan and the offensive scheme. And you had Malik running go routes and hitches against two deep zone when really what you need to do is run jet sweeps and crossers and get him into windows of the defense and things of that nature, right? Even you saw that slant route they ran to Darius Slayton that it was an ankle tackle away from maybe him taking it to the house. And then we barely saw a slant route again the rest of the game. You know, the part of it that was on Russell is that once the game plan is not putting you at an advantage, as a veteran quarterback, if there's any reason, BT and Sal, why you have Russell Wilson as your starter and you handing him this job, is because you want him to dip into that vault of experience to help you adjust on the fly, to check to the right plays, granted, he was checking the runs early because there were two deep safeties and there's a lighter box and you're trying to run the ball. But that's also on the quarterback there to find ways to go back to the sideline and say, we're not going to score points if we don't unlock number one, as well as the fact that we all know that if Malik doesn't touch the ball early, he disengages, he gets frustrated. And so that's just short-sightedness combined with poor scheme, combined with a quarterback who just wasn't able to deliver on the type of experience he's supposed to have.
BT and Sal on the Fan, we're talking with Daily News, a beat writer for the New York Giants, Pat Leonard. A couple quickies here, Pat. We're running out of time. Who's calling the plays here moving forward? Dable going to take that over now with Jackson Dart at the reins?
No, he was asked that. He said he still believes in Mike Kafka, so Kafka will continue calling the plays.
And who's QB2 here? Is it clearly Russell Wilson, so Jameis is nowhere in the picture, and Russell's going to be okay being the backup?
It's Russell Wilson for now. Wilson's actually going to talk today. I've heard that he's handling it well, as well as someone could. Obviously, he always tries to be positive. Wouldn't surprise me if down the pike here this season, they either trade him or he asks for his release at some point. Dable was asked if he's going to ask for his release or if that's in the picture. Didn't really answer the question, but we know that happened last year with Daniel Jones, and there's teams out there that need quarterbacks, so you could see that coming down the road, but it's not in the immediate future.
Pat, the only thing for me left here, and you know, it's a guess on your part, but I'm curious what the answer will be here. Let's just say that he looks overwhelmed early, and I don't know that he will, but just say that he does, and it doesn't look good, and it doesn't look or feel or smell right. Dable said he's basically committing to him for the rest of the year, which to me is ridiculous to marry to that concept before you've seen him take a live bullet here. So, I mean, that would have to be adaptable, that plan, right? If it gets to that point?
That's a great question. I think, well, if let's say Dart shows some promise, but he looks overwhelmed, they lose to the Chargers, you're going down to New Orleans in Week 5. If you lose that game, we're not going to have a rest of the season to talk about for Brian Dable. You know what I mean? Like, they need a result here for any of that to add up, I think. Now, if Dart needs to protect himself, he's a runner, but he's tough. He likes to lower his shoulder, similar to Daniel Jones used to do. He's got to protect himself, stay on the field. But I think the message to Dable here internally, as they discussed it, deliberated their disagreements, is like, if we're doing this, we're doing it. There's no half measure here. Mm-hmm. We're not going to Jackson and then ruining him and then going back to Russell. For me, failing to get a result and putting Jackson on the field when it's obvious it's too early, from what we see on Sunday, that's just a recipe for accelerating your firing.
Real quick, Pat, one-word answer here, or maybe a little bit more than one-word answer. Do you think that we could see at the end of the season Shane staying, Dable going?
Yes, it's possible. I do think they need results, though. 3-14 doesn't get that done. But yes, the organization has sold to us that they are a collaborative pairing for years. But now I view them as separate entities. That's how they came out of last season with kind of the blame game. And I definitely believe it's possible Shane stays and Dable goes.
Thank you, Pat. Great insight. Look forward to talking to you again down the line.
Thanks, dude.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Pat Leonard, NFL columnist, Giants beat writer for the New York Daily News, Talking Ball podcast, as well as some good insight there that helped clean up a little bit. I'll tell you this. I feel better about hearing what Pat had to say than I did listening to Dable, because Pat made it sound like, okay, there's a divide. This is Dable's call. If I'm rolling with anybody, I don't want ownership getting in the way. Mm-hmm. I don't want Shane getting in the way. If I'm the head coach, I want to make my decision. So from an outsider's point of view, I'd rather have the head coach make his decision. If he wanted this even sooner, then that's a knock on him. It should have been done sooner. But I'm okay with it if this is Dable's true decision and he believes Jackson Dart gives his team the best chance to win.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.